Good news! Australia's freedom fighter Monica Smith is finally released from prison. And Black Lives Matter has had quite enough of Bill de Blasio's reign of terror in New York City. Question: why is Pope Francis telling pilgrims they cannot visit the Vatican until they've had their shots? Seems a little bit rigid to us. And finally, are you running out of food and 2x4s and supplies this fall? Could be intentional. All part of the Build Back Better plan. All that and more tonight.
Hello again, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Mack coming to you from No Man's Land, still here at Remnant TV. Alas, as you can see, we're not quite ready to go. This COVID thing is proving to be quite a challenge when it comes to doing just about anything these days in the good old United States of America. Shortages, delivery delays for no reason, packages and things showing up at the office just trashed, you know, because the truck drivers are just pitching things off the back of their truck. I don't know what's going on. Skyrocketing prices, though. I know that's happening. So we're gradually getting back. We just picked a heck of a time to move into our new studio. So thank you. I know we've been kind of missing in action over the past couple of weeks. I appreciate your patience. And of course, like everyone else, what we're going through here is all... it's all being done on purpose, isn't it? I mean, we all know it is. This whole, the shortages that they keep talking about, well, if they want to get the stuff, all they got to do is go out to the West Coast and pick it up, evidently, but they're not doing that. You've seen this.
An L.A. traffic jam of a different kind of sort. Oh, a record 70 cargo ships are waiting to get into the L.A. and Long Beach ports, and the shipments are carrying everything from furniture and electronics to holiday toys. Well, officials say the delay is partly because there's a shortage of trucks and drivers to pick up the goods.
I mean, you know what this is. It's all part of the Great Reset. I feel like a broken record on this Great Reset thing, but that's what it is. Everybody knows it. It's just a matter of facing the facts and acknowledging it, you know? Wreck everything, open the borders up, see what happens, pay people not to work. Make everybody get vaccinated except for the thousands that are pouring over the border from foreign countries. They don't need to be vaccinated. They're fine. This illogical crazy is on purpose. It's a psyop. Pay people not to work. That's working out pretty well. You can't get an ice cream cone at Dairy Queen because the kids aren't going to work because they're getting more money staying home even at that level. Paying people not to work. Is there anything sicker than this? And of course, wipe out small business. Because they wiped out the family a long time ago because that was a support structure for everyone, support system. Now take away small business. That's a big part of Klaus Schwab's deal. If you have small business, you can be self-reliant. So they're running these small businesses out, of course, on purpose. Then ramp up panic all over the COVID thing. Just ramp it all up. They love that. And then put a buffoon in the White House. And then what do? You wait for the country to blow up. That's what this is about. You know that, right? This is all intentional. This thing with Biden, it's intentional. Just they're blowing this country up because they want equity, right? Everything has to be equal. No country will excel. We've gone over and over this. No country will be stronger than any other country, except for China. They'll be fine. But everybody else, equal playing field. And then you know what we get to do? Once they wreck this country, we get to build back better, you see? Which, of course, is just code for the New World Order, obviously. They've been trotting that thing out from the United Nations years and years and years ago. And this moron Biden, they're going to build back better as though he just came up with it.
How do we build back better?
Build back better or whatever.
And build back better.
To build back better.
Build back better.
Building back better.
To build back better.
Build it back better.
Build it back better.
It's about building this country back better.
Build back better.
Building back better.
Build back better.
To build back better.
It's my plan to build back better.
You see? He's just doing exactly what he's told, right down to the stupid slogans they let him say in front of the press whenever he's allowed to say something in front of the press these days. And so that's what this is all about. This is why at Remnant Newspaper, our website, every day it just strikes me that we are all of a sudden encountering the strangest of bedfellows. But I'm glad to have them. There's this atheist, or is he a communist? I'm not sure what the president of Croatia is all about. I think he's an atheist. He's had enough of this nonsense. You don't have to be a godly man, a Christian, to be sick and tired of these lunatics, these globalists, trashing the world, trashing your country. You don't have to be a godly man to be sick of this. So we're seeing this in Croatia. This guy's had enough. Now, if you're, I'm going to play a clip here in a minute, but if you're watching this on YouTube, you're not going to be able to see it because the snowflakes at YouTube don't like this kind of thing. You're going to have to check out the unedited version of this show. Incredibly, I know, seems like kindergarten because YouTube is one gigantic kindergarten now. But you got to watch it at renda-tv.com. Here's the clip.
Razliku od prosjeka Europske unije nije dovoljno procijepljena. Mi smo tek na 50%.
Baš me briga, dovoljno smo procijepljeni. Svi to znaju. Dakle, nećemo ići više od 50%. Neka nas onda, mislim, ogradi žicom. Što neće napraviti? Dakle, mi smo dovoljno procijepljeni jer su oni dovoljno procijepljeni.
70% of Romanians have had enough of the thing, you know? And so what does the Romanian government do? They close down their vax centers in Romania. 70% said, no, go jab yourself. We're not getting jabbed. People are done. The state of Mississippi has just banned its own university, all of its universities, from requiring proof of the, you know what, thus becoming, good old Mississippi, becoming the first state in the union to bar mandates in higher education. This is fantastic news. You know, I can't even believe how things are changing. And did you ever think there'd come a time, 18 months or even just a year after what was going on last year, when we're all looking over at Black Lives Matter and kind of going, yeah, you got something there, guys. Keep going, because Black Lives Matter is now done with this. And that's a curveball. There's this guy, Hawk Newsom, who apparently is, what, the co-founder of Black Lives Matter in New York or whatever, wherever he is. I'm going to show you a clip here. This, I think we can show this clip to even to our YouTube friends, can't we? I mean, it is Black Lives Matter, after all. I think YouTube is down with that. So this is the co-founder of Black Lives Matter.
You will not use these vaccine passports to cover up for your racist ways. So we will not have the NYPD being called into these restaurants to harass, attack, and arrest our people. No way, no how are we allowing that to happen.
Got to agree with him. You know, and he goes on, he says, how dare they remove religious exemptions now? It's the most disrespectful thing I've seen, says Hawk Newsom of Black Lives Matter. Now the government has decided your God doesn't matter. I love God, says Hawk. I gotta agree with you, Hawk. They do. They hate you. They hate you, and they've been using you, using your people, exploiting your skin color all along. Just like they hate us. They are the enemy. So yeah, in the middle of all this, I mean, some of it's fun, some of it's crazy, some of it's deeply distressing. But there's this sense that, man, do we have an opportunity to fight back. People are waking up, friends. Even people way over on the far left are done with the lunatics of Davos, which is what this is all about. And in the middle of it all, here we are, Remnant TV, moving our entire operation over to a new, larger building and kind of being out of it for a while. It's disappointing because there's so much fodder. There's so much to do right now. And of course, this got triggered by the fact, as I think I explained in our last show, triggered by the fact that our friends at YouTube have thrown us in YouTube jail. We're out of jail for the moment, you guys. Is this true? For the moment, we're on reprieve. We're on furlough. I guess we're on furlough from YouTube. But they told us one more infraction by before October 11th, and our TV is gone. Good. For good. We're off YouTube forever. And I don't know. That's terrible unless you think of it in the other way, which is that we very well might cancel YouTube first. We've already banned YouTube from our website, remnantnewspaper.com. Not playing it. We're not bringing any traffic over to YouTube. So we're already on YouTube for the moment. We'll stay there for a moment, I guess. But really, YouTube is running a psyop. These big tech, that's what they're doing. I've had enough. Haven't you? Should the objective really be that we need to stay on YouTube at all costs? What for? You know, what for? Let's get off these platforms, friends. We're doing it. We're doing it successfully. You guys have been so patient with us as we make this big move. And I know a lot of you are begging me, please stay on YouTube. That's where everything's happening. Stay on YouTube. And we're going to try. But man, I got to tell you, When you're out there creating content, you got to use YouTube. You get really, really burned out, sick and tired of it. I mean, and with us, it's pretty personal. You know, you got nurses and doctors out there right now raging against the community medical guidelines of YouTube. Nothing happens to them. I come on my show, I say, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a nurse, here's what I think. And YouTube freaks out if we breathe a word of caution about the you-know-what. The YouTube acts descend on us like those creepy kids chasing Judas around in The Passion of the Christ. Remember these guys? There they are. You violated our community standards. You violated our community standards. It's YouTube. That's all I could think of when I see these little guys, you know? And with me, again, it's really personal, and I want to share this with you. We can maybe take a poll or something, see what you think. Why are they going after guys like us? Why are they going after Remnant TV specifically? I boiled it down to one of two possibilities. It's either because we're hitting too close to home, where things like Davos and the Great Reset are concerned, as I've told you again and again, 20 million views on that video made a difference in terms of the Davos agenda, our video from last year. So it's either that, or it's because we conclude pretty much every one of our shows on a really hopeful note and pointing to what we believe is the absolute answer and solution to all of this. Turn back to God. If you don't think that this is a God thing, what is it going to take? They're eating children. They're slaughtering children. They hate the cross. They hate Christianity. They hate the family. You don't think this is a God thing? Of course this is a good versus evil, God versus Satan issue now, obviously. So we conclude every show by pointing back to God, by proclaiming the kingship of Christ every single time. You think, long live Christ the King. What do we think? That's a piece of poetry that we enjoy saying at the end of our program? No, it's the answer, the actual, political, specific, practical answer. It's the only way out of here. And you know what? The demons at YouTube, they can't tolerate it. And what else would it be? Because the other thing to remember, and this is very, very important, friends, please listen to this. The left seems, or actually does, it will, they will tolerate anyone on our side who speaks of them as being invincible. Do you understand what I'm saying? As long as we're out there, day in and day out in social media, wherever, saying that we don't have a snowball's chance in hell of winning this thing because the lefties or the globalists or the Democrats or the modernists are just too darn strong. They're too powerful. Nobody can stand up to it. As long as we're doing this, guess what? We're going to be fine. Big tech will let you hang out all day and sell that message, spread that message. I mean, if our message, friends, if it demoralizes our own troops, the troops on the good guys' side of no man's land, if that's what we do, I got the latest. It's all bad. We're going down. There's nothing any of us can do. If that's what we're saying in the foxhole, they outnumber us. We don't have enough ammunition. We don't have enough food. We're done. They're going to win. If we're doing that, of course, YouTube is going to let us babble on and on day in and day out. Because all we're talking about is that we're doomed. And that demoralizes the troops. Can't continue to do that. That's not a good idea. And that's not, friends, what this show is all about, and it never will be. This show is as positive as it can be because we know in the end who wins, and it's us, as long as we're faithful to God. So taking God out of our polemic, you might as well just cut your own throat. You got no chance if that's what you're doing. Well, we don't want to talk about God or the Blessed Mother because, well, we want to cast a net as far as we can. You're just taking yourself off the battlefield if you do that. And the thing is, friends, even on a practical human level, these morons like Biden, they're beatable. They really, truly are. He can't even handle a press conference anymore because he doesn't know what's going to come out of his mouth next. I swear, I was looking at one the other day. It looked like his ear was falling off. Did you see this? Can't talk to you. Yeah, it's like he's wearing this mask because things are falling off the man, you know, and his brain is gone. And here we are. We can't possibly win. All we can do is pray because they're too strong. Friends, no, that's not what this show is all about. And if that's the price that we got to pay to stay on YouTube, YouTube, really? That's the price we got to pay to tell them that we will be very compliant, we'll be very quiet. We will only talk about the fact that we're losers. Why do you want me to stay on YouTube again? I don't get it. Why is anyone staying on YouTube? You know, and I know a lot of you say, well, you guys need to go to Rumble. We're on Rumble. Nothing's happening over there, but we're there. God bless Rumble. I'm glad they're doing what we're doing. In other words, they're setting up an alternative. But Rumble, I don't know much about them. It's Canadian-based, and Canada's insane. A friend of mine said, hey, you should come up to see me in Canada. I said, I would love to. But I'm worried that Justin Trudeau is going to give me a mandatory colonoscopy on the way up. I mean, it's gotten completely insane up there. So that's where Rumble is, right? What's going to happen if Rumble gets big, like, say, in a year from now? They're going to be censoring us just like YouTube is. YouTube didn't used to censor us. We used to do fine. So is it good strategy? I know it's, and then people say, well, get on all the platforms. Fair enough. If you want to do that, go right ahead. Or spend your time and energies building alternatives. And I love that. I love that. I actually believe we can beat these guys. It's just a matter of time. And it's a matter of people believing, having faith, having confidence that guys on the right, that the good guys, can actually pull it off. And we can. And we are. You know? And again, you people, our fans, our followers, have been so good about following the Remnant now from YouTube over to Remnant-TV that in a few weeks, RTV, we're almost there already. We're going to be back to where we were numerically as far as view count and all of that before YouTube started shadow banning us after the Davos video, which went to 20 million views. That's when YouTube started pulling us out, canceling us, making us disappear. We're almost back to where we were before that was going on littleremnant-tv.com. Why? Because it's not so little anymore. It's growing because you have faith and you believe in it and you're helping me out. And I thank you for that. We're at war together. Isn't it fun? Isn't it fun? We actually can fight back. The last editor's desk at remnant-tv.com, people say, it's never going to work, man. You got to go to BitChute. You got to go to Rumble. Yeah, you know, don't start your own deal. It's not going to work. The last one that we did, the one that we had Robert Kennedy on the, it has 125,000 views right now. That ain't even bad for a group that's just a startup. We're just getting going here. You see? That's thanks to you because you believe in it. Let's go do this. Why are we so insecure? Why are we so convinced that we're losers? We can't possibly compete. We can. We are. You think, well, it could never happen. Yes, it can. I'll give you two words. Mother Angelica. You remember her? God rest her soul. Well, she aimed high. She aimed really high years ago. Everybody said she couldn't do it, too. This crazy old penguin. She can't do it. Nuh-uh. She can't compete with the big guys. She trusted in God, and she did it. EWTN today, pretty much part of every cable package, every satellite package, in the whole country and all around the world. Francis is beating up on EWTN. Most people found out who the Pope was, who was elected Pope last time. Oh, on EWTN. And now he's biting the hand that feeds him. I don't know what he thinks he's going to do. If it weren't for EWTN, nobody would know what he's doing over there other than locking out people who are not vaccinated or whatever. But my point is, she believed, she started, she shot high, Mother Angelica. And now the Pope himself, this really evil Pope, is trying to shut EWTN down because he's so threatened by it. There's your model. Only in our case, it's going to be rad trad, baby. It's going to be radical traditional Catholic, the ultimate triumph. That's why he's going after the traditional Latin Mass as well, by the way. The traditionalists are too strong. This is good news. So believe in that, even when it comes to our ability to get our content out there. We're strong. We're not weak. We know the truth. If we stay on God's side and the side of the angels, it's going to happen quickly. We're going to be on top of what's going on right now. So yeah, Francis, everybody knows this by now, but it just, when I think about how many beautiful older people, ladies, men, shut-ins, turn EWTN on to pray the rosary, to stay connected to the faith when they've been abandoned by their parish, most of them have, by their priests, who are just too busy out there doing whatever they are doing to take care of the old folks. But I mean, this is suicide for Francis. You're going to go after EWTN, you This is so bad that one has the same impression about Joe Biden, that this is intentional. For Francis to go after EWTN is almost like he's trying to disqualify the papacy in the minds of millions of people. He's trying to dismantle the papacy, right? But just this is the move of a buffoon otherwise. So take your pick. He takes time off from his busy, busy schedule of kissing the lower spinal extremities of his globalist friends to attack faithful Catholics watching EWTN. Oh, and by the way, to lock all the unvaccinated people out of the Vatican. What is going on with you, Francis? I mean, this is actually pretty funny, the thing with locking people out of the Vatican. I mean, I got 7 kids. I got to tell you, I've been over to the Vatican a lot. And I can tell you, it ain't exactly Disneyland for the kids. I mean, you don't want the kids hanging around there too much, bumping into the fellas who are running the church right now. Now, you know what I mean? The ones who are using Grindr, getting caught using Grindr and other sex apps. They're in the holy city. Oh, Francis, say it's not so. You're not going to let us in?
Last month, right-wing Catholic outlet The Pillar outed a leader in the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, a Catholic organization made up of members of the church's hierarchy that opposes LGBTQ equality. The report claimed it relied on data obtained from the leader's use of the LGBTQ dating app Grindr to out him. Since then, the outlet has published even more reports. While they haven't outed anyone else specific yet, in 2 reports they allege that they have once again obtained data from online dating apps that would implicate high-ranking Catholic officials are gay or having sex.
Whatever, Francis. I just had this little hunch that you got a few more problems than people infected with COVID there in the Vatican. So we're under construction. We're underground. We're going to have a new name, new studio, same attitude. Only it's going to be more fun off YouTube, isn't it? Man, I can't wait. Just, we're going to be saying whatever we want down here, and I think it's really going to be a fun way to just take it to them. Grab the 9-iron, you know, and just boom on these morons, you know? That's where we're going with this. Figuratively. I'm not talking about violence, of course. So all of that's going to be happening now after the Catholic Identity Conference next week in Pittsburgh. Now, I don't know if you're not signed up, I'm sorry. You probably already know this thing's been sold out for months, which is great and not surprising because it's a heck of a conference. Great people are coming out for it. But there is going to be a live stream. And I want to spend just a moment on this live stream thing because I really want this to rock the world of our friends in the Vatican. This conference has to be an event on online. So click the link below, sign up for this thing. Now we're charging, what is it, $30, $35 for this? But this isn't a Zoom conference. I don't know about you guys, but I'm so sick. I've been on those, I've spoken on those things. It's better than nothing, the Zoom conferences, but they're kind of a pain in the neck to watch because of the problems, and there's nothing real about it. People are sitting in their jammies in their kitchens, some of them in their bathrooms, you know, obviously. It's kind of a weird vibe. This is not that. This is I think it's the largest annual in-person conference now in the States. I know it has been for a while. This year there's gonna be 700 people in the room in Pittsburgh. Catholic Identity Conference, 700 physically in the chairs. That's a big, big studio audience. That's exactly how we're looking at it. It's a studio audience for this international event with a live stream. And the live stream is going to cost a lot of money. We have a full lineup of technicians. This isn't what we're just going to kind of fake it and wing it with an iPhone. Friends, in generally speaking, as I wrap up this show, I've never felt this way in my life. More convinced, more excited, more hopeful. I've been talking about unite the clans for so long, and I thought I was half decent at that message. Unite to fight. Guess what? The greatest champion of unite the clans in the world today is Pope Francis. He's brought us all together. Thank God for that. Everybody can see by what he's doing what we need to do and who our friends are. Who our allies are. We may not agree on everything, but we're all on the right side of the battlefield together now, friends. Thank God for that. It wasn't always that way. It is now because Francis has jumped the shark. Because Francis has given away the store And that is a sign of God's intervention. He always uses human means, obviously, human agents to accomplish his will. Francis, going the wrong direction, worst pope in history. I think he's an evil man. But I've never seen the forces of good lined up like they are right now. The army of Christ the King lined up like it is right now, ready to fight. You know, last week we played this video of Monica Smith, my new hero, by the way. Monica Smith, she's awesome. Like a Joan of Arc. Australia's freedom fighter getting arrested for opposing the lockdown. Now, the woman is a traditional Catholic. She's fantastic. She refused the terms of her bail and spent 20 days in one of the worst women's prisons in Australia. She refused to be silenced. It's such a great story. And if she shows up at the CIC by Zoom, I wouldn't be surprised, would you? I can't imagine, but if she did. Anyway, this week, she's released.
Hello, hello, hello. So, I'm out. I'm home. Please forgive the lighting and all that sort of stuff. I haven't really had time to even change out of my prison clothes. I'm still in my prison clothes and just enjoying seeing my family and all that. So, I just wanted to come on here really quickly and thank everyone who prayed for me, thought about me, sent me good wishes, supported me in mind, body, and spirit. And I just want to let you guys know that I am safe, I'm happy. And today was an absolute win.
Now, why am I bringing her up? Because it's just one person, one traditional Catholic who believes just like we do in the kingship of Christ. Following Christ no matter what. One woman with the guts to stand up and become such a threat in her country that the court system backed down. Don't you feel embarrassed for saying, well, what are we going to do? This is so scary. What are we going to do? Look at this woman. One woman. Everybody knows her face. Her story went around the whole world because of the courage and the faith that she has. That's what we do. That's what we need to do. Just do that, you know? And now her fight is going to go on. She may well change the situation in Australia because of what she's doing, friends. We got to be like that. Yes, of course we have to pray. That comes with the territory. I presume everybody's saying their prayers. But we need to stand up, friends, and we need to fight. You know, and if you can't do it for yourself, if all you can do then is pray right now and because of your state in life, please pray for us. And then spread the word about what we're doing here. And let us stand up for you, right? Well, no matter what happens, no matter where you are in life, in other words, unite the clan, stand up and fight. Let's do this. And by the way, it starts with speaking out, doesn't it? People say, oh, I'm sick of talk, talk, talk. I want to do. It starts with speaking out. When you live under a regime like this, which is worse than Nazism, worse than Stalinism, if you're still out in the street speaking, talking, you're a freedom fighter. You got guts. Anybody speaking up right now is fighting, is doing something. Look at Francis. Sorry to bring him up again, but he's making a first-class papal fool of himself because faithful Catholics all around the world are speaking up because they're shouting the truth. And the truth is Francis the globalist Vatican II tool is about as Catholic as Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi. That's the truth. And guess what? Francis can't handle that truth. And he's making one mistake after another because he's so triggered by us, by people who are speaking out. He's triggered because he's an immature, silly little man who cannot handle criticisms. They can't ignore us in the Vatican anymore. They used to. Believe me, I've been in this fight for 30 years. They used to ignore us. They can't do that anymore. There are too many of us. The ranks of traditional Catholicism have swelled, friends, to such an extent that they're forced to drop the disguise, that they're just worried about the souls of people and trying to be nice and pastoral. They've dropped it. They're vicious. Malicious people crushing little old ladies now watching the rosary on EWTN. That's what tough guy Francis is doing. They're dropping the disguise. They're out of the closet because we're speaking out all around the world, fighting, and we're enlisting the help, the aid of God, the angels, and Our Lady, and these demons can't handle that. So they're out there declaring open war on us now. Why is Francis trying to take away the old traditional Latin Mass? Because it really was the Mass that matters all along. Now, they used to pretend that wasn't the case. But for 500 years, faithful Catholics have been saying that, right? Traditional Catholics have been saying that it's the Mass that matters. Francis comes out and tries to make it illegal. Why? Because it's the Mass that matters. Rome has spoken. It's the Mass that matters. They were right, the traditional Catholics. They were right. Michael Davies, Archbishop Lefebvre, my own father. It's the Mass that matters. And Francis just confirmed it. Francis is inadvertently confirming everything that the pioneer traditional Catholics were saying from the beginning. That this war on the Mass was always a war on the kingship of Jesus Christ. That it's a war on the family. That it's a war on the entire Christian, moral, social order. That's what they were doing to the Mass 50 years ago. They were dismantling it. They were resetting the church because they were at war with Christ the King. And now, today, 2021, who would have thought? Not only have we kept the faith, but we have the will and the desire to stand and fight for it. And that's exactly what we're doing. And you know what that means? You know what that means? That so many millions of faithful, traditional Catholics are ready to go to war. You know what it means? That the revolution has failed. They failed to destroy the old faith. They failed to destroy the old Mass. We have been protected this entire time by the God of our fathers, by the Mother of God, because of our fidelity and faithfulness to tradition. The revolution is dying. And that's why they're so desperate to shut us up. That's why Francis is making war on us. This is no time to be discouraged, friends, or to become depressed, or to give up, or to surrender. We've got them right where we want them. It's ironic, isn't it? But it's true. So let's prepare. That's what this conference next week's about. That's what this show is about. That's what people all around the world who are fighting, that's what this is all about. Preparing for that war that has been declared on us now. They could not ignore us out of existence. We're still here. So board up your windows and your doors against the demons in the street and in the capitals and in the cathedrals and stay faithful. Dig in. Resist this medical dictatorship, which is all part of Satan's plan, the Antichrist plan. Resist it with everything you have. Don't let go of your freedoms. And for God's sake, proclaim fidelity to the old faith every day. Why? It should be obvious why. Because if the biblical account of Sodom is to be our guide, fidelity to the old faith is the one thing that will save not only our lives, but our nation. Think about it. This time, there will be 10 just men of Sodom. We stand with those just men. We unite with those just men. And if we don't immediately see them gathering out in the streets and what's happening right now, guess what? We become those 10 just men for whom God was ready to save the city and for whom God will save the world. If Francis wants a war, friends, let's go out and give him one. He and his globalist friends are to be pitied. They do not have God. Their biggest cause is global warming. Yawn. Holy cow. Really? That's the stuff that's going to launch ships and crusades and holy war. Global warming? Really? They don't have anything, friends. They don't have the sacraments. They don't have recourse to the Queen of Victory. They've got nothing. So don't be discouraged. Don't lose hope. Ramp up your opposition, even right now. They want to come door to door and give us the jab, right? Ramp up your opposition. Stand with confidence against them. That's what they don't want to happen. They don't want you to get confident. They don't want you to have hope. When it comes to Francis, ramp up your opposition against this guy, Francis of Rome. Ramp up your opposition against the swamp creatures in DC whose ears are falling off, whose decrepit, horrific swamp creatures. Ramp up your oppositions against the lunatics of Davos and the satanic culture vultures circling over the camps of the Children of Light right now. They got nothing. God will be the closer at the end of the day, friends. As long as we stand and resist, God will take care of this. All he wants is for his children to stay on his side. He'll do the rest. So let's resist. In fact, I'll close on that. Let's resist this. As if the fate of the entire world depends on it. Depends on us. Because you know what? It does. God bless you all. Stay tuned for Remnant TV, which is getting fired up and ready to go like we've never been before. See you in Pittsburgh, I hope, and long live Christ the King. I'm Michael Mapp from Remnant TV. We'll see you next week.